We've had an awful lot of people asking us if we're okay. You haven't heard from us. Hope everything's okay. And I wonder how many people think we've split up.
Yeah, well, we did the tweet.
Because you were threatened by all that todger.
Todger.
Cock
a lot.
Feet were hurting, and my heels were too high. I think I drunk too much, and I was hanging on to you because I honestly thought I was just going to fall over.
Well, you know what? I don't care what it was, but I don't care what the reasons were. It was brilliant. But yeah, she came over, didn't she? And I didn't realise she was chatting you up, and I don't think you realised as well.
I never realised at first. I just think they're really dead friendly, and then I realise that they are, and it's like, oh right, okay. So what do I say?
And she asked you if you. Who was I? I think that wasn't it. Or
yeah, and, kind of like who's that over there? And so I introduced you.
So yes, sure there has been a few ups. There has been a few downs, which not many downs.
No, there've been plenty of ups. They're just not yours. Podcast. I'm your host, Anna, and with me is my cuckold husband, David. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you would like to support our podcast or would love a more visual representation of our cuckolding dynamic, please visit thecuckoldresspodcast.co.uk for further details. So here we are.
Here we are.
We're doing it.
Again.
Doing what again?
Podcast.
No, I'm talking about we're doing the update that we've always said that we're going to do for the last 6 months.
I know. I'm busy on it.
So we're here. We're doing an update. Letting you know where we are, what we're doing, what we haven't been doing, and what we hope to do.
And more to the point that we're still together.
Yeah. We've had an awful lot of people asking us if we're okay. You haven't heard from us. Hope everything's okay. And I wonder how many people think we've split up.
Yeah, well, we did the tweet.
Because you were threatened by all that todger.
Todger.
Cock.
Cock a lot.
Cock a lot. A lot of cock. Yeah. But no, we are. We are still, obviously, together. Just moving house, though, was it? It was huge. Oldest chick was leaving college and going to university.
Yep.
So that was a strange thing to get head around. First of all, we never thought he'd ever graduate from primary school, really, did we?
Oh.
Secondly, he was a complete hermit and he never, ever came out of his bedroom. I mean, I think we were a good sort of 12 months into COVID before he realised that something was a little bit unusual.
Yeah.
And, well, he's now filming the music videos up and down the country in clubs.
It's brilliant.
It's like
yeah. Well, I've been out with him today, haven't I?
Yeah,
helping him and do it, and he's there. You know, the music production, and he's there filming photography. Brilliant.
Yeah, so that was pretty major stuff going on. So he finished college and went to university because that's one chick flown the nest, and the other chick. Well, she's leaving school, so GCSEs,
yeah.
Which was just a disaster after all of COVID and everything. And then she seemed to be around forever.
She did.
Well, they both did through the summer holidays. No privacy.
No.
Couldn't get anything done.
No.
Really, really busy organising everything for the house move because we were moving from like a 5-bedroom farmhouse to a much smaller.
Oh, a duplex.
Much smaller property, complete opposite, and you know, end of the spectrum, really. So I was spending a huge amount of time looking for homes for our birds.
Husband.
I don't want another husband. Yeah, so, oh, God, looking for cock and rehoming cock.
It's all about cock, isn't it, with you?
Well.
Fucking hell.
The cockerel needed somewhere to go and live, the chickens.
Hang on, have we said, did we used to say on the podcast we did live on a farm? Because if we didn't, people would think, what the hell's going on? How many cocks has she got?
Okay. If we didn't mention it, we used to live on a farm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And like, I think, well, certainly the Americans, they call them roosters.
Yeah.
Yeah. We call them cocks.
No, you call them cocks because you're cock mad.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's the big cock? Come out. Cock, where are you? Right, cock. Yeah, so, yeah, the geese, the ducks.
Chickens. Horses, goats.
No, we didn't rehome the horses, did we?
No, but, we have, but we've contained them.
No, we haven't.
All right.
No, it's not the same thing. It was emotionally draining looking for a rehoming for all of the animals.
Oh, I know, but we didn't quite know we were going to be able to rehome the house. The horses, were we? It was a worry.
Rehome the houses, is it?
It's not easy, is it?
Well, no, it's not easy. Yeah, I really, really didn't want to rehome them. That wasn't happening. I was bringing them to the duplex. Yeah. And are we going to kidnap the farm cats as well?
Oh, yeah.
That was a big thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Keep the pussy. Get rid of the cock.
Oh, you're at it again, aren't you?
I know, can't help it. Fnarf. And then that was really tough. While I was dealing with all the emotional baggage of all of that, you were burning things.
Yes.
Everything, going through all of the rubbish. So we were going to the tip or the charity shop or burning stuff. Oh, my God, it just took up so much time.
Well, we actually started moving. I think we made a decision probably back end of July, didn't we? So we actually started. I know I started at the end of July, started moving things, tipping things, burning things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was weeks leading up to moving. Weeks.
Months, really. It was just all catching up, dealing with all of the kids' sort of issues, their problems, their worries, their... Oh, God, the whole lot was tipped upside down. But not only that, it was also, we had to move my business, my clinic from one property to another. So that property had to be cleaned, decorated, move everything over there.
Yeah.
Here needed to be completely redecorated, top to toe, didn't it?
Mm.
God, what else? Oh, and then a lot of our stuff has gone into storage in another property. So at one point, we had vans and cars going around three properties.
Three properties. It was hellish, wasn't it? Yeah.
We've actually got eight hammers?
Have we? Go on, this must be some kind of cock or joke with this, mustn't there?
No.
How would you count eight hammers?
Because every time we went somewhere, we didn't have a hammer, so we used to go and buy a hammer. And I counted up. We've got eight hammers. We've got about 35 screwdrivers.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all that screwing.
It is. Yeah, it is. I fucking knew it. I knew it.
I know.
I bet the listeners are shaking their head, thinking she's mad at her.
I'm completely sophisticated.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So pun.
Yeah. So yeah, point was, it was bloody busy, wasn't it?
It was awful.
And it was emotionally knackering and it was physically knackering. I mean, some days I could hardly bloody walk. It was so tiring.
I know.
And
it was like that for me, yeah. Some nights.
Well, you did have your recreation, didn't you, now and again?
Well,
you did maintain that, didn't you?
Well, the simple fact is I had to prioritise. I mean, it was pretty much either, because obviously we've got to keep work going because that paid the bills. So it was either do the podcast. Because it's not just doing the podcast, you've got to do the blog with it and don't ever underestimate how long it takes to edit things. Or actually still go out and meet with my lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I wasn't meeting with my lovers, what's that podcast about? So the podcast had to get shelved while I carried on, you know.
Decorating hammers.
Researching.
Screwdrivers. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, yeah. No, something had to give, didn't it? And I think we talked about it, didn't we? And you've got to be, to do something like this, it's not just a case of sitting down and recording it like a machine. It takes, if you're stressed up, you've got things on your mind, you're worried or you're tired, you can't do this. We can't anyway, can we?
No, it's just space in your head. You've only got so much space in your head to process things. It's like having a load of boxes in your head, all the different things. It's all these boxes. And if you've got too many boxes, you've got no room to move things around.
Yeah, that's it.
So you've got to deal with your boxes. And then when you've got space in your head, then you can start being creative. And you can start doing things again like that. But I couldn't. I was too exhausted. So it was, we ended up shelving the podcast.
Yeah, kept the Twitter going. You do yours, I do mine. I don't do that much on it, really. But you do yours. You do the OnlyFans stuff, don't you? So there you go. That's what's happened. And here we are.
Yeah. And we've been talking about picking it up again for about... Oh, God, where are we now? Is it March?
Just into March.
So we've been talking about picking this up again for about at least 2 months, surely.
Or more. Yeah, probably three, four, 5 months, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I think we even made a sort of a vague promise on Twitter that we were going to do it that particular weekend.
Right.
But then something cropped up and we ended up not doing it.
I'm sure I didn't do that. I wouldn't do that. It must have been you.
It probably was me being impulsive again. And you really need to embarrass your kids whenever you can, I think.
Oh, gosh. The first time we went to a club, it was when summer lockdown just finished and we could go. Went to the Ministry of Sound, didn't we, in London? First weekend,
was the end of July.
Yeah.
And it was like this big weekend and everybody was all getting dead upset about it because obviously all the irresponsible youth would just all be out there passing COVID around each other.
Yeah.
Well, we were there, dear listener. We thought, fuck it. We're 50, 51, 50, 50. We're 50 in July, weren't we?
Yeah.
I thought, fuck it. We're going to go down there as well and be irresponsible. I've still not had COVID. We've not had COVID, have we?
We haven't, have we?
Anyway, so yeah, I thought, bugger it. We're going to go down there and we're going to have a bloody good time. It was great, wasn't it?
We did, didn't we? We had a brilliant time. Yeah. Not been in a club for years. It was just great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was great. And
did we do Ministry of Sound and Heaven that weekend?
No. We did somewhere else. It was that gay club Circa, wasn't it? Was it Circa? I can't.
Union.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Oh, God, I can't remember.
Oh, I don't know.
They've all blurred into one.
Yeah. But nevertheless, we didn't see any of London in the day, did we?
I've got no idea what London looks like.
No. When I was a kid, I remember it then.
I vaguely remember driving past Buckingham Palace, but I couldn't tell you what London looked like, but I can tell you what all the gay clubs look like.
We've got a friend down there who's also going through some life-changing times and great fun. And we managed to get down there, I think, 3 or 4 times since summer, haven't we? And go do a bit of dancing and, yeah. Still not seen London at all, have we, in the day?
No.
Yeah. Oh, you got felt up, didn't you? Which isn't actually funny.
It kind of is funny because, well, the good thing is it's not as threatening as what it used to be when I was 20.
No.
I mean, I felt this hand and I just thought, no. I thought, no, can't be, surely not. I mean, I've not been groped for about 20 years.
20 minutes.
20 years. Mm. So, but no, can't be. So I'm like looking at this guy and he was huge. He was enormous. Mm. He was like, do you know when somebody's deliberately not looking at you?
Right.
He was deliberately not looking at me. So I knew it was definitely him.
Right.
But the really weird thing was that he had his arm around another guy's waist. And holding onto the bar while that guy was trying to be served at the bar.
Yeah.
So, first of all, he was young enough to be my son. Two, he was at least bisexual.
Yeah.
Three, well, it was just really weird. It's just a gay club and that. I was just like, no, I've got it wrong. So I turned around and looked at you a couple of times. Just to make sure you were there and to see if you'd noticed anything. And I felt his hand again, you know, kind of like brushing on my hip and then brushing on my bum. And Okay, nice. This is definitely deliberate. So I'm like trying to look, because it's so dark in clubs, isn't it? I can't see much. Yeah. So I look down and looking at his hand, and his hand was held in a really peculiar way. And I'm thinking, fucking hell, he is. He's deliberately. So it's like, right, what do I do about it then? So I sort of beckoned at him, and he's like, what? And I said, if you are groping me, touching me up, I said, fucking well, pack it in right now. And he's like, I'm not. And so I knew straight away again, yeah, he was, because, you know, it was. And then he put that hand, the offending hand, around the other side of his boyfriend's waist to hold on to the bar. Mm-hmm. Couldn't believe it.
I didn't know anything about this.
Well, but I don't know how you're going to react in a situation like that.
Well, you know what? So it's kind of weird, isn't it? Because we're on a cuckolding podcast. How is a cuckold supposed to react to another man touching my wife up? I know how I would have actually probably reacted, which wouldn't have been stereotypical, but that'd have been wrong, probably. I don't know. It's confusing. I don't know.
Well, all right then. If I'd have said to you, hey, see that guy over there?
Yeah.
He's touching me up.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I honestly don't know. I've never been in that position. I've thought about it.
Mm.
And I can imagine me going over and laying into him. But I wouldn't say, I don't know if I would. I just don't know. I don't know.
You don't.
But then, you're in trouble then, aren't you?
You don't know really what you're going to do until a situation happens. But the good thing is that I'm an awful lot more experienced than you are in dealing with these situations. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, I didn't know if you were going to kick off or not and get us thrown out or anything. So I dealt with it, and I was very restrained.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I really don't know. That's the truth. I don't know.
So, yeah, that happened.
So we digressed,
don't we? We have digressed again, yeah.
It's been interesting, hasn't it? And you've done, you've still managed to do a fair bit of cuckolding.
Yeah.
I need to update, don't we?
Well, we've had a lot of things. We've talked about a lot of stuff, and a lot of things have cropped up, haven't they? I think we've been jotting down a few notes for forthcoming podcasts.
We have.
And got a few ideas in the bag anyway. Well, in fact, there's actually two podcasts that never got edited.
Yeah. So you're going to release this one and then release them two, and then we'll start the new series. So, in effect, the new stuff again.
Yeah, except, you know, I was just deleting stuff to make room
right.
to be able to record things. Uh-huh. I'm hoping I haven't deleted them.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so actually we might not have two to edit.
Right. We'll discuss this later on, shall we?
Yeah, no, I can't believe it. Oh, no, nightmare. No. Nightmare.
Anyway, yeah. Okay. This is what it is.
Oh, and the other thing as well is that you have... Well, we've talked about it loads of times, but you have finally agreed you're going to do the editing from now on.
Yeah, because the last 6 months or so, we've had quite a few changes in life as well, haven't we? Business and different aspects of life. So, yeah, I'm going to do the podcasting because... You're doing other stuff as well, and I'll do it.
Well, I'm doing all those custom videos and whatnot. I've got all those too.
Oh, that's been good, hasn't it?
Yeah. I've been busy with that.
Yeah.
So if you...
And I must say, you're very good at that.
I'm bloody good at that. I like doing that. So, yeah, if you can... It's easy for me to just sit in front of a microphone and talk. Mm-hmm. If you can edit these,
yeah,
I'll show you how to do it.
Yeah.
Then that's going to be much easier.
Yeah. That's fine.
And you can pull out all the little sets of sound clips and little things as well, you know, while we're doing it that might be interesting.
Yep.
And, you know, to use for, you know, putting on Twitter and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. You can do that, can't you?
Of course I can.
I'm really worried now that I've deleted those.
Okay.
Podcasts.
If you have, we have. And that's it.
I have to do them again.
So...
Yeah.
You're still active, aren't you?
That's the third time you've said that now.
Mm-hmm.
You think about it a lot, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I think any guy would. Yeah. In fact, I'm damn sure every guy would, yeah.
About the wife being active.
Yeah. Yeah. So I go to sleep sometimes thinking about it. Wake up in the night for a pee, think about it. Wake up in the morning, think about it. How many times do you reckon a guy thinks about sex? There's a statistic, isn't there?
Oh, something like every 15 seconds, yeah, or something.
It's probably true, that.
I don't know how they know that.
I don't know.
I mean, is it... How? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
You want me to say it again, don't you? So you've been active, forget, haven't you? That's number four. So, yeah, you've... The original. You haven't been active as
I've not been as active as I could have been.
No.
I have had to slow things down a little bit because we just had to get on top of other things. No, shh. You're just ruining my line. I'm saying I have to slow down on some things, you know, like seeing the lovers, because there's other things I need to get on top of.
Very funny, yeah. I was going to say, you sometimes end up walking a bit funny. But yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I'm just more slinky. That's why I'm getting touched up by guys in the 20s who are even bisexual, at least, or gay, I don't know, in nightclubs in... it's good, isn't it?
Just on that. And you got, last time we went down a few weeks ago there, you got chatted up by a woman, didn't you? A young woman.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
God, yeah, I did. I just think I did. A bit rusty.
Well, we were sat down. It was about 3:30 a.m, wasn't it? And we were sat down on this little sort of plinth and we just kind of,
I just had to get a breather. I was exhausted.
Yeah, because you were doing some really, you were with me, you were doing some really sexy dancing that night.
Do you know what? I know you keep saying it's really sexy dancing and everything, yeah. Dirty dancing, but
it was.
It really wasn't. It was because my feet were hurting, my heels were too high. I think I drunk too much and I was hanging on to you because I honestly thought I was just going to fall over.
Well, you know what? I don't care what it was, but I don't care what the reasons were. It was brilliant. So anyway, not to digress too much, but yes, we had that. That was a little bit of an interesting 10 or 15 minutes, wasn't it? But she said in the end, and fair play to her, she said, oh no, I respect that. And that's, she went off, didn't she? Well, I ran after her, but I couldn't find her. come back.
Fair play to her. They know how to behave themselves more than the guys do.
So you're still seeing one and two, aren't you?
Still seeing number one. Still seeing number two. Still haven't collared, you know, sub number one yet.
Sub number one?
Yeah.
I thought I was sub number one.
No, you've not been very submissive just recently, have you?
Have I not?
No. No, there had to be some punishments, wasn't there? Some consequences. You're frowning now, you can't remember, can you?
No, not really, no.
Tea towels.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I got strapped in there. Yeah. Yeah, but it wasn't cuckold related, was it?
And when you wash your hands and then you go to dry your hands and you drip water all over the toilet seat.
Yeah.
So that I have to wipe the toilet seat down every time I need to use the toilet.
Yeah, don't do it anymore though, do I?
No.
Yeah, consequences.
Yeah, you got strapped for the first and threatened with the second one. So yeah, we've had to sort of go back to the submissive
handbook.
Yeah. 101.
But after 12 years, that's
number
not...
one, do as you're bloody told.
That's better. Yes, number one.
No, number one in the handbook, not your number one.
Oh right.
No. Submissive number one hasn't. I haven't had to go back to the handbook with him.
Well, you don't live with him, do you? You've not been with him 12 years, have you? And he's always on his bloody best behaviour, isn't he?
Yeah, and he brings me presents.
Oh, yeah.
Useful presents as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Thoughtful presents. Yeah. I like thoughtful presents. Useful ones, you know. Good ones.
Yeah.
Make notes.
Yes. Do you want me to buy you an iron for Christmas? Learning board. DIY manual.
Buy yourself a first aid kit.
Yeah, so you see him, don't you?
I do. Oh, and some of my old clients from years ago, they're all coming back.
Yeah.
Another one in contact.
Yes.
So it's like, be back in the old days.
Yeah. I like
before I met you.
Wasn't that guy? I was filmed him, wasn't I?
Yeah,
I like him. He's good, absolutely brilliant.
Can't wait to see him. Yeah. So, have we covered everything? Pretty much.
Well, so you're still seeing one two. You know, the guy you're talking about collaring, thinking about collaring, should I say. You were going
to... We've got things to discuss with number one, haven't we?
It's going to be a separate podcast, isn't it? There's lots to talk about there.
Yeah, apparently.
Two.
Overnight.
Significant events. Are we going to be doing dedicated podcasts on some of these and just
yes.
So yeah, that was when you went overnight. That was and still remains. When you don't do it much, it's a toughie that yeah, yeah.
You find it pretty difficult, don't you?
I do.
Do you find it hard?
Are you,
Yes, I am lining you up. I'm lining it up. I'm preparing it.
Yeah.
Do you find it hard?
I do find it hard, very hard.
I found it hard as well.
Yeah.
But in a different way. I slept really well. You didn't sleep much at all, did you?
No, I didn't. I would like to do a podcast on that, actually, because it was a big thing. And
Huge.
Another significant event in my mind was when you used our bed once.
Yeah.
Because it's like our bed and our bedroom. And that was testing. That was very, very testing. Yeah, that's a tough fit. I mean, you did. I remember you doing a little video. I don't know, OnlyFans or whatever it was, but you started putting me in the, because we've got a cage, haven't we? A puppy cage, a proper steel puppy cage. And leading up to the night away, you started to pop me in there occasionally, didn't you? So that I could get used to sleeping on my own. Which was really exciting at the time, and it was really thrilling. I've been locked, you know, you're locking me up in there and then teasing me about spending the night away, and you know, it's that sort of dagger in your side and angst, and it was exciting because you were still there.
I was starfishing in the bed. I was enjoying the full size of the empty bed all to myself.
Yeah, so that was fun. We must do a dedicated podcast to that.
Do you think that I struggle sleeping without you?
Oh yeah,
I don't. Oh. I sleep really, really well. It's great. I don't mind in the slightest. Whereas you're like really eager to go and sleep in the cage,
yeah.
But you hate not sleeping with me.
I do, because I like putting my arms around you. Having said that, and we won't go into why, but 2-3 weeks ago. You said, I'm going to put you in the cage tonight.
Yeah.
And then when it got to it, you didn't want to, did you? Because you wanted to be with me because you were feeling a bit emotional.
Oh, right.
And,
yeah.
And so I didn't. And it was nice just to be together and put my arms around you and drift off to sleep. So,
yeah. I do that every sort of 6 months or so, don't I? Being all affectionate and that.
Yeah, every now and again. So, yeah, that was good. What else is going on? Significant, right, well, still in chastity. But it's not all the time. Well, yes, it is all the time. It's 24/7 all the time. But it's not a device all the time, is it? It depends on how you feel.
No. Well, if I see something, I want to try it. So I trial it on you and then decide whether it's rubbish or not, or whether it's, you know, I can use it with my clients. And Yeah, sometimes I do. Just like putting it on you.
Yeah. So that
being mean, tightening it up.
Yeah.
But you're always in, you're in chastity all the time because you're not allowed to DIY or anything, are you?
No.
Self-soothe. Self-milk.
One of the biggest, again, another significant event for me was when you give your best mate the chastity keys when you had one on me. And that was so embarrassing. I can't remember whether you tweeted it or I tweeted it. I can't remember. And I got, I think there were loads of guys commenting. I can't remember now, but
yeah.
That was a biggie because she knows what you do, doesn't she?
Well, it's somebody knowing your secret, isn't it? There's a big thrill on that. Somebody knowing your secret, somebody else knowing, in another party, being privy to you, what's going on.
Yeah.
So she looked after the key.
Yeah. So that was pretty testing. I think those are probably the biggest significant events, haven't they? Apart from, I think probably those weekends away have been for me and you. They've been very, very important, haven't they? Because this could have all gone wrong. I think it could have all very much gone wrong between, you know, the pressures that we've had, moving house, moving business, son leaving, daughter leaving school, COVID, the lockdown, other worrying times as, you know, so many people have had. New thing, cuckolding, which is a massive emotional, and it could have gone wrong if we hadn't have recognised that we still need time for us. And it's been good to get away, hasn't it? And reconnect every few weeks, and it's been so important, and have fun together. And yeah, that's been important. I think that's been significant. Do you agree?
Definitely. I feel as though I've gone through like this massive like change. You know, it's kids growing up, moving house again, hopefully for the last time for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
But a huge lifestyle change. Business changing. I don't know. You know, 50, 51 now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, fuck it, 51. Do what I want to do. A bit more time for us.
Yeah.
Doing what we want to do. Rather than being, you know, a sort of responsible business owner, as responsible parents. We're still responsible, but you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
We're not dead. We're a long time dead.
Yes.
We're not dead yet. Still got a way to go. But let's do it completely disgracefully. And you get frisked by bouncers now, security, before you go into clubs. Never been frisked before going into clubs.
Haven't you?
No. Got frisked only at the Hacienda back in the 90s.
Yeah.
But now it's all like frisk, frisk, frisk.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what else has been really nice.
Do you know what? Did I tell you? No, I'm just saying like how different, you know, clubs are. But the really weird thing is, because obviously like, the queue in and all just the frisking, I can't believe it. And you're not allowed in without photo ID.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like photo ID. Why do you need photo ID? Like club policy. I said, yeah, but what do you, because I didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't carried around anything like that for, you know, I used to carry around my birth certificate when I was like 18.
Right.
But, you know, photo ID, I don't carry my driving license around with me. Mm-hmm. But I did have a scan of it on my phone. And that wasn't good enough. They actually had to have the card to make sure it wasn't a forgery. I said, but why do you want the photo ID? Is it to make sure I'm over 18? I said, look at me. And she sort of went, oh, yeah. It's like they forget why they need.
Yeah.
So she went to go and have the words with a manager who was probably, you know, about 25 years younger than me as to whether I could go in or not.
Yeah.
So funny. I mean, it's like, oh my God, look, for God's sake, you know, just look. And we got in, so it was all right. It was okay.
Yeah.
But it's just so, I forgot, I completely lost track of what I was going to say.
Just something.
Frisking. Photo ID. Just how things are different.
Yeah. But
that's what it was. Yeah. And then, but then you go into the club and you're listening to all the music that you used to be listening to like years ago, and all these kids know the words and everything. So I'm there on the dance floor, singing along to something from like 1992 or something. And this lad's next to me. And he says, it's like, you're all right? You having fun? I said, yeah, it's great. I said, it's really, really good when the music comes around for the third time. Because he laughed, you know, because I'm funny.
Oh, yeah.
But it is. It's like, why are these kids know? How do they all know the words to all of the music that we used to?
I don't know.
But it is. It's coming around for like the third time now.
Yeah.
It makes you feel old.
But I was going to say, before you jumped in about being frisked, all words, rest of songs.
Do you know what? They'll only frisk you once as well.
I don't care.
I went back to get frisked again and they told me no.
Oh, fucking hell. Listen, she's mad for it. Anyway,
It's like you've got to go and queue in like the appropriate gender. You're going to get frisked by security guards by, you know, your own gender. It's like, yeah, but I like that. I like them over there. So,
can I say something that I wanted to say? I mean, I wanted to say now for 5 minutes.
What?
Right. One of the big things that has been really nice since we've not been doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Is that we've both had loads of messages, haven't we? Whether it's been through email, through the website itself. Or FetLife, or Twitter.
Yeah.
And so many people have said, just listen. We had one today, didn't we, from Colorado?
Yeah.
We both got a message, different message. It wasn't copy and paste, saying that, he'd binged all morning. And he was now on episode 4, loves the podcast, you know, thank you so much. And
yeah, he told me episode 4, yeah. So he's been binging, really enjoying it.
So thank you.
That's really weird. So somebody's found us today in Colorado.
Yeah.
And they're binging our life.
I know.
It's weird, isn't it?
It is weird, isn't it?
Yeah. But
it's just to say, you know, to everybody who has sent a message and said they've enjoyed the podcast.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
You know,
very
that's
much.
Why we're back, really. Because it would have been easy to say, okay, well, we've done that. We've put best part of 20 episodes out. We enjoyed it. It was good. Documented our route into it. We'll leave it at that. But no, it's been really nice to have those messages. And some of those messages have been really fucking lovely, haven't they?
Yeah, and really, really nice.
It has. And thank
it's like,
you.
Oh, my God. There are people out there actually listening to us. It's really good.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, that's looking forward to it, aren't we?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to you grappling the technology, doing the editing.
It'll be done right this time now. It'll be done on time. So, yes, there has been a few ups. There has been a few downs, which, not many downs.
No, there have been plenty of ups. They're just not yours. And I got felt up.
And your teasing has become more relentless.
Well,
and harsher.
Because you're taking it so well, because you are, I think that's probably a podcast in itself, isn't it? It's the whole like trust thing, the jealousy thing from previous marriage, and the fact that, I mean, I'm sort of teasing you and sort of watching you and seeing how well you're taking it and how far I can go with it and how cruel I can be with it as well, actually, which...
Well, I know when we started the podcast last year, and obviously leading up to cuckolding, you were very, very sensitive still from your ex-husband, weren't you? And there was a lot of demons to address and bury and put to bed. And
extremely cautious.
You know, that was a big, that was, and still remains a big thing. And
so you're doing puns now, put to bed.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
There you go.
And the big thing as well.
I know.
Two puns there.
Uh-huh.
But so yeah, this, I mean, that there's all that to talk about, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we wrapping up?
Yeah.
It's late here, isn't it? What time is it?
3:35 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, yeah, insomnia. I'm getting insomnia at 51.
You know why? It's because we've 24-hour party people.
Yeah.
Clubbers. Ravers.
No real structure.
Yeah.
Listening to Paul, what's his name on YouTube?
Paul Kalb, Feed Your Head.
You feed your head.
Our daughter, who's, she must hear us playing this music and thinking, what the fuck are they doing?
How funny is it to do like little videos in nightclubs and then send it to the kids?
Oh, they ignore it now, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they just, yeah, they just ignore us now. We don't even get a scathing comment.
Hey, you know what, though? But you know what? Because I'm going to pick up...
We are going to have to pay attention to what he's doing, because imagine if we're Dirty Dancing in the middle of the club and he turns up doing a promo video.
But it's really cool because I used to do... I still do, but we don't do it as much. I used to do all Anna's photography and video work for the for a business, which I really, really enjoyed. And I had somewhat of a flair for it, I think. You know, they were well received, weren't they? And we're going to concentrate on that. And I'm going to do a little bit more of a digression with that work. And, you know, so I'm going to be going out with him to clubs now and again. And hopefully doing a bit more of that work as well. So he's pretty cool about it now, isn't he? I think he said, don't let Anna come.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
But, yeah.
He thinks I'm cool.
So I like to say, he does actually.
I am cool.
Yeah. Anyway, is that it?
That's it. We're back. Yes, we're back.
All right.
JD's back.
And we're going to be, every couple of weeks, is it? Or every week, what we're going to
do? Well, let's see how we do. Aiming for every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
See how you do with the editing. See if you throw it through the window or you actually are able to grasp how to do it.
Yeah.
Don't need to be told for the millionth time how to do something very simple.
What have I just said? I used to do all your videography work that involves editing. Can I edit a video? I can edit a podcast.
In theory.
End of.
In
right.
Theory.
That's it from me. I'm out.
Uh-huh. And that's it from me. I'm always in.
Oh, God. All right, good night, guys. Oh, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to contact me via the cuckoldresspodcast.co.uk, where you can leave me a voice message if you have any questions. You can also subscribe to the podcast using your favourite podcast player to ensure that you never miss out on any future episodes. If you would like to support my podcast, you can go to my Patreon page and see my patron benefits. Thank you and have a good night.